Well, they released two veterans in defensive lineman Marcus Spears and safety Michael Huff, which is pretty surprising because those are two pretty big free agent offseason acquisitions, and they just didn't work out for a variety of reasons. For Spears, he's been banged up, he's older, and he just really hasn't been able to stay on the field and help the Ravens in the run defense. And for Huff, who's a former first-round pick, he really lost his job early to the first-round pick this year, Matt Elam, and he really never adapted to a new role of being a special teams player. And that's really what these two moves were about. The Ravens have been really pitiful this year on special teams, and they needed to bolster that aspect of their game this year. So they called up really two young guys from the practice squad in Brandon Trawick and Omar Brown, and they're hoping that that is at least some semblance of an answer right now on special teams.
And does that maybe move them towards finally having some strong wins and getting some big wins as we head into the season?
Well, they can't continue to go the route they were going on in special teams. The Ravens right now are losing close games, games often decided by special teams, which, by the way, has been really the hallmark in some ways of the John Harbaugh era, and it's, I know, pained him to see how bad they've been. Punts have been blocked, big returns have been had. They just haven't been getting it done in those components of special teams. And when you're losing close games, you're going to analyze every aspect of it. And going into the bye week, John Harbaugh said, we will find guys who want to play special teams by the free agent market, by trade. We will not stay pat. And as they really get going now for the second half of the season and the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, they make a couple of moves here to bolster that aspect of their team.
Are we expecting anything else to happen? Because are we up against the trade deadline? Is anything else big going to happen, you think, Brett?
Trade deadline is come and gone. I think the Ravens basically are going to be who they are right now. Remember, the guys they called up were guys from their practice squad, so they have added two other guys to go to their practice squad. I doubt we'll see them this year, barring something unforeseen or an injury. At this point, it's basically you're working with whatever's on the free agent market, and if you're on the free agent market at the midway point of the season, you obviously have a lot of deficiencies in your game, and it's about getting better as they are constituted right now. There's really no magic formula other than improving and getting better and finding a way to win each individual game because there's no great free agent available and there's no trade to be made anymore. So what they are right now is basically who they will be moving forward other than maybe giving certain guys more playing time or decreasing playing time for other guys.